Not only do words have a powerful impact on our emotions, but particular sets of words, those we use as metaphors, have an extraordinarily explosive effect. For example, you might say, "I'm angry with John," or you could use a metaphor and say, "John stabbed me in the back." Which one of these descriptions do you think will affect you most intensely? Without a doubt, the thought of being stabbed will affect you very deeply. When you use a metaphor, you're not describing your actual experience, but how it's like something else. Often our metaphors are far more intense than the actual reality. What did John really do? He may have broken a promise, but there's a big difference between that and being stabbed in the back, isn't there? Now, what metaphors do you consistently use to describe painful or frustrating experiences? And are these metaphors intensifying your pain? Take a look now at some of the metaphors you use. Learning is merely the process of creating a relationship between something you already understand and something new. One way to do this is to use a metaphor for comparison. Regardless of spiritual beliefs, most people would agree that Jesus Christ was a remarkable teacher. How did he teach? He used metaphors. When he approached fishermen, he didn't say, "I want you to go out and recruit Christians." He said, "I want you to become fishers of men." Utilizing the metaphor of fishing, something they already understood, and relating it to a new idea, sharing Christianity, he instantly taught them the process. A metaphor can take you from the darkness of misunderstanding to the light of clarity in a moment. Next time you're confused, ask someone, "What's that like? Can you give me a metaphor that would describe how this works?" Which metaphor is the right one for you to use? Probably all metaphors are useful at different times. Sometimes you need life to be a game so that your perspective becomes more playful. Sometimes you need life to be seen as sacred so that you appreciate it and revere the gifts that you've been given, whether they be friends or family or opportunities. Sometimes it's useful to think of life as just a test or a challenge, especially when you find yourself facing a situation that seems to be without any positive meaning. If you choose a different way to represent life to yourself, you'll automatically think, feel, and respond to situations in a brand new way. How many other positive metaphors could you use to describe what life really is and what it really means to you? If you feel that something is, quote, holding you back, unquote, or there's a, quote, wall blocking your progress, look at the metaphors you're using. Often you'll find you're using one that stops you from tapping the resources that you really have inside of yourself that could give you the solution. It's hard to deal with a wall or something invisible that's holding you back. Since you're the one who chose this metaphor in the first place, you can just as easily change it. If you feel like you've been, quote, hitting the wall, why not stop hitting it and drill a hole through it, or climb over it, or tunnel under it, or just open the door there to the right and walk through it, or see the wall as a stepping stone? Changing your metaphor can change the way you deal with virtually anything in your life. Sometimes a metaphor is the best way to help someone. When my son Joshua was 6 years old, one of his friends died, and he came home in tears. "Honey," I said to him, "I know how you feel, but that's because you're still a caterpillar." This kind of broke his pattern. He looked up at me and stopped crying and said, "What do you mean?" And then explained to him that when a caterpillar encases itself in a cocoon, it looks as if it's dying. "But what's really happening?" I asked him. He said, "Well, it's turning into a butterfly." I said, "That's right, son. It's the beginning of a whole new life." I said, "You don't see your friend because he's really just flying above you, more beautiful and more powerful than ever. Sometimes we just have to trust that God knows when it's time for us to become butterflies. It's not for us to question, it's for us to appreciate."